AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Germany's top security official says there is no doubt what happened in Berlin was an attack, and the suspect who drove a truck into a crowd at a Christmas market was from Pakistan and had applied for asylum. German Chancellor Angela Merkel had said earlier if that turned out to be true, it would be particularly sickening. At least 12 people were killed. British tourist Mike Fox was at the market.
As we were leaving, the large truck came through. It went just past me, past my girlfriend. I think it missed me by 3 meters, missed her by 5. It came in through the entrance, hit the sides of the barriers, and then carried on past us.
The suspect in Berlin is now in custody. The Red Cross says 10 more buses have arrived in Aleppo in Syria to evacuate civilians. It's unclear how many remain. Russia's foreign minister says the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Turkey makes them even more determined to move ahead with talks in Syria that will offer no concessions to terrorists. The ambassador was shot and killed by a man apparently protesting Russia's military role in Syria. The Electoral College erased any doubt. Donald Trump will be sworn in next month as president. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
In the end, despite the protests and the lobbying campaigns, there was no groundswell of electors deserting Trump. In fact, Hillary Clinton saw more defections than he did. 4 of her electors in Washington State and 1 in Hawaii voted for other candidates, while 2 Trump electors did that in Texas. From his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Trump tweeted, "We did it." And in a written statement, he again claimed a historic landslide victory, even though critics note Clinton won the popular vote by 2.5 million, and Trump's Electoral College margin ranks in the bottom quarter of U.S. presidential contests. Mark Smith, Washington.
Later today, court papers will be released tied to Hillary Clinton's email search warrant. This is AP Radio News. For 2 years, crews have been searching a remote area of the Indian Ocean for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The AP's Kristen Gelino reports investigators admit they have probably been looking in the wrong place.
There's been about 20 or so pieces of debris likely to have come from MH370 that have washed ashore throughout the Indian Ocean in the past couple of years. That analysis showed that the debris probably originated from an area north of the current search zone.
The plane vanished with 239 people on board. Settlements have been reached in New Orleans totaling more than $13 million for relatives of 4 men killed by police around the time of Hurricane Katrina. This is New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
As we all tried to help each other get out of the water, even in those darkest times, there were angels among us that we never knew. But evidently there were demons as well.
11 officers pleaded guilty in New Orleans to charges related to the deadly shootings after Katrina's landfall. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.